God. The Bible says, let the children come to me. And for us, we have taken that as a principle. We are feeding the children the word of God. And it's no surprise to see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Mr. Tamba Tamba, your son, Josphat, is currently one of our main musicians in the church. But it started from somewhere. Mm-hmm. He just wasn't born with an interest to do this and that. Mm-hmm. But it was fueled and pushed through the different churches that we have, our teenagers' churches and our children's churches. So remember, we are the God Life Church, and we are located along Greg Lungu Road. That is where our headquarters is. You know, my time is up, and I keep being nudged that, hey, we need to cut now. So we are so grateful that you could join us. But you know what? We will be coming back next week, Tuesday, at 17:30. Make sure that you make a date with us as you receive the undiluted word of God. Once again, we are so grateful to our man of God, Pastor Sota Mapalo. Go ahead and like our Facebook page using the same handle, Pastor Sota Mapalo, and on YouTube and on TikTok, you will find us. Please do well to subscribe so that you're the first to know when we are live. So thank you so much. God bless you. Please, my dear panelists.
You have just heard a message produced by the God Life Church Media. For more messages by Pastor Sota Mapalo, visit thegodlifechurch.org or contact us on 0973-744445. 0973-744445. God bless you.
Up next, News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Momba Tailash. The headlines. Mkandawire Secondary School receives new 1x2 laboratory. Mopani suspends reliant mining operations. Mozambique floods cut off communities as UN agencies struggle to respond. And in sports, Willard Mwanza praises team's resilience ahead of crucial clash with RS Bakarni. And now the news in detail. Kawata Member of Parliament Andrew Tayengwa has called for renewed focus on the boy child in Zambia's education system, warning that while free education has significantly transformed the lives of girls, many boys are being left behind. Speaking during the handover of the 1x2 laboratory labs at the Mkandawire Secondary School in Kawata constituency, Mr. Tayengwa says the enrollment figures and examination results clearly show girls outpowering boys at both grade 7 and grade 12 levels. Tayengwa notes that free education has successfully brought more girls into school and enabled them to excel academically, with many now dominating top results and progressing into leadership roles in the society.
I'm one of the advocates, even at Parliament, talking about a boy child, free education. I was listening quietly and attentively the song that they were singing. They're saying, Iwe Gracie, free education. And if you look at the numbers of the pupils that were singing, 3/4 of them were girls, and meaning that Gracie is already covered, Sharon is already covered, Florence is already covered. It is now Patrick. It is now Victor. Because we wanted to hear the voice of Victor. This free education has actually transformed the girl child.
Meanwhile, Kawata Constituency Development Fund CDF Chairperson Chilekwa Munkonge has praised Kawata Member of Parliament Andrew Tayengwa for what he described as classic leadership and effective utilization of CDF resources in the constituency. Mr. Munkonge says Kawata stands out as one of the best performing constituencies in Zambia in terms of implementing community projects, attributing the success to strong supervision, commitment and teamwork between the MP, the CDF committee and the Ward Development Committee members.
Kawata Constituency is one of the constituencies, if not in Zambia, who are doing well in terms of utilizing of CDF funds where community projects are concerned. And this can only be done through the able leadership of Honorable Andrew Taengwa, sir. Honorable Andrew Taengwa, we do recognize your hard work, your supervision, and the commitment you have shown to the people of Kabwata Constituency. The selfless leadership you have shown to Kabwata Constituency, may it continue, sir.
And Mukandawira Secondary School head teacher Joyce Sumtoe has described the handover and commissioning of a newly constructed science laboratory funded through the Constituency Development Fund as historic, a milestone for the school and the surrounding community. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony, Sumtoe thanked the government for its continued investment in education, noting that the new laboratory reflects a strong commitment to improving learning infrastructure as well as the quality of education under the free education policy.
The commissioning of this lab, it marks a significant milestone for our school because this is the first lab in this zone, and we are very proud and grateful. Sir, thank you very much. Under the competency-based education system, learning is now learner-centered and focused on the acquisition of practical skills, values, and attitudes. This laboratory that we see today will greatly enhance the teaching and learning of biology, physics, and chemistry.
Meanwhile, Mkandawire Secondary School Vice Head Girl Justina Collier has expressed gratitude to the government and the local leadership following the commissioning of the new science laboratory block constructed through the CDF. Speaking on behalf of the pupils during the ceremony, Collier says the new laboratory will significantly improve the teaching and learning of science subjects, including biology, chemistry and physics, by strengthening practical lessons as well as helping learners acquire essential scientific skills.
Let me also thank our Honorable Member of Parliament for the leadership and commitment shown in making this project a reality. This science laboratory block will significantly improve the teaching and learning of science subjects such as biology, chemistry, and physics. It will enhance practical lessons, deepen our understanding, and help us acquire essential scientific skills. Indeed, this facility will contribute greatly to improved academic performance and better preparation for future careers in science and technology. As pupils, we assure you that we shall take full responsibility for the proper use and maintenance of this facility.
Mopani Copper Mines PLC has with immediate effect suspended Reliant Mining from conducting underground operations in Kitwe and Mufulira. The suspension follows two fatal underground mining accidents recorded within less than 3 weeks, the latest occurring on the 31st of January. Mopani management says the suspension will remain in force pending the completion of full investigations into the two fatal incidences. Reliant Mining has also been directed to submit a comprehensive safety plan before any consideration is given to resuming operations. Dr. Mlenga says that as part of strengthening safety leadership and accountability, Mopani Executive Management, led by Chief Executive Officer Charles Sakanya, has commenced a series of mass safety meetings with all underground employees and supervisors in Mufulira and Kitwe. He has also conveyed the company's deepest condolences to the bereaved families, colleagues and friends affected by the tragic incidences, and said Mopani will continue to provide the necessary support during this difficult time. The Tobacco Control Consortium of Zambia, TCCZ, says it welcomes the long-awaited presentation of the Tobacco Control Bill before Parliament for debate. The consortium notes that this marks a critical milestone for public health in Zambia, coming 18 years after the country ratified the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control in 2008. The health burden of tobacco use is too great to ignore, and the Tobacco Control Bill is a necessity for present and future generations to come, the consortium notes. It has since urged the Honorable Members of Parliament across all political parties to place the health and well-being of Zambians above all other interests by supporting the passage of the bill.
Tobacco use remains a leading cause of preventable illness and death in Zambia, claiming over 7,000